Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. Nice to have you here. I see I got some callers in the queue, so I'm pretty happy about that. Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers waiting in line. Yay! Thank you so much for calling in. I'm excited to have you here. And let's see. Okay, so let me read the little summary that I have for you. I am, just so you know, I am on my phone, calling in on my phone. So I might break up a bit and you might hear some background noise. I did manage to find a private space to do the show from, but just keep in mind that when you call in for a reading, that your reading is still public. So be careful what, you know, what you share in public. Make sure it's something that's okay for other people to hear. Okay, so today the discussion is on Wicca, mainly Wicca. I'm also, like I said, doing psychic card readings for those that call in. And today we will be discussing things of a spiritual nature, mainly Wicca. I will also be offering psychic card readings to the public. All you have to do is call in and hit the number 1 on your phone. And then you'll be in line for the reading. I will get to as many callers as I possibly can in the 45 minutes of the show, just 45 minutes today for the show. The show may be cut short due to a lack of callers, if this is the case, but today it's not the case. All questions and discussions are welcomed that are about spirituality in general. Also, feedback is most welcome on what the audience would like to hear about. What is it that you would like to discuss on the show? Let me know. I hope to hear from you all soon. All right, great. So I'm just going to jump right into it here. Let's see. The person that's my first caller is coming from a 201 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Goldie.
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How can I help you today?
I would like to know, what do you see with regards to my love life? I'm single right now.
Okay, regards to your love life. Okay, I am going to draw 3 cards for you. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, this might be a little frustrating to you, but sometimes I believe that spirit wants us to really think about things, you know, rather than being told exactly what to do or exactly what's going to happen. But here's what I got. First card I got was, it says, believe in yourself. So how that works is we got past for the first card, present for the second card, and third card, future. So the cards are telling me that, and spirit, that you've recently gone through a process where you've done some soul searching and you now believe in yourself. So you're at a healthy place to have a relationship, which you already know. And that brings me to the second card. You're wanting to know about your love life. You're wanting to know if somebody's going to come along, right?
Mm-hmm.
This card's telling me that you already know. You are talented.
I haven't met anyone.
It's telling me that you already know, like, you probably already know this person, but you're just not seeing it yet. I know that's kind of frustrating. I'm sorry. That's not more specific, but the third one is for the future, for your near future, and it says divine timing. So just be patient with it. This person that's going to come along, you actually already know this person, but it will all come in God's timing and in that divine timing. So don't try to rush it too much.
Okay.
And I think this person has dark hair. I'm seeing dark hair. So I don't know if that'll help at all. Like dark, really dark brown and this black hair.
Is this someone new?
Well, it's somebody that you've come across already. But, I mean, maybe it's just somebody that you're not noticing.
Okay.
Just keep your eyes peeled.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So the next caller is calling from 860 area code.
Hi.
Hi. This is Goldie.
How are you? This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How can I help you today? I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I guess it's going to be a ditto of the last caller. I think she's asking about relationships. I'm meeting people, but I don't feel like I'm meeting people that I'm looking for. I think I'm getting close. If that makes any sense.
Okay. One second while I pull some cards.
Sure.
Okay. So I pulled, rather than my Indigo deck, I pulled from my Mudras deck. The front of the case says, for awakening the energy body deck and book set. The first card
okay.
I got was for the root chakra.
The what?
And meaning that the root chakra
okay.
have, do you know about chakras?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yep.
So that's the base chakra that sits in your, in the kind of private area. The energy that resides there is the grounding energy and the energy of feeling that you belong to community. And I'm right away felt like something was off balance, like you maybe are feeling kind of out of place, like a lonely, kind of lonesome
yeah.
feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
a loner,
so,
I don't resonate with, I kind of like am in my own world. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that can throw things off and just to, energetically, even if you're not intending on putting those vibes out there.
Yeah.
You're putting the vibes out there that you are not connected to people or maybe that you don't want to be. Even though you do.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So I, before you can really meet that special somebody that's going to be right for you, you have to work on yourself. and balancing your energies. And I would, my suggestion to you is to practice meditations and affirmations. You can find some on YouTube for grounding. I'd look specifically for grounding and meditations, and then affirmations too. It helps to write them down. Like if you journal, write down. You can write things like, "I'm not alone." I am loved. I belong. You know, I belong to. You can write your community, friends, family, just to keep reminding yourself that that you do belong, and that you are not alone, and that, you know, spirit is always with you, even if maybe there's not that many people around. Spirit is always with you.
Well, weren't you saying it to the other lady too, that the first card represents past? And the second is present, and the third is future?
For you, I just, for you, I pulled one card because I felt drawn to my my deck of awakening energy cards. I got the root chakra for you, and I feel that really does line up with what you need.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. All right. Well, definitely I'm pretty much connected, and maybe it's just about more practice. You know, I call on my angels every night, and not only that, I really try to set good intentions regardless of how the day went, especially before I go to bed. It really helps a lot with better sleeping and more peaceful rest. So,
Definitely. Just keep doing that, and you know, you just have some things to iron out first before you draw the right person to you.
Right. Okay.
But I try that meditation and those affirmations, and if you have any questions or need maybe some tips, you can Well, I'll be on again tomorrow evening at 6. So you can always call in if you'd like to.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
You have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Okay, next caller I have is calling from the 702 area code. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, this is Colby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling because I was recently in school. However, I may be taken out of the program because of my relocation. The same program is not offered in the state, and so therefore, I'm going to have to look for another school. And I was just calling to see if you could, do you think you successfully transferred into a school of preference?
Okay. Well, I am getting that the card I picked for you, it says fearlessness. So I do feel that you are experiencing a lot of fear that things aren't going to work out as you'd hoped or as you had planned, but they will work out. You will find that school, but it's going to take some searching and some soul searching as well to find the right fit for you and the right program and everything. But it'll all fall into place. It's just going to take some time. Not too much time, but some time. And I just hang in there. that's really all you need to do. Just keep pursuing it. Do all the paperwork and everything that you need to fill out. Do that. And search the programs that they have, because I have a feeling that something's going to kind of pop out that you weren't expecting. And go with your gut. If your gut tells you that it's right, just go for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. You can stay on. I'm saying bye to everybody, but I want you guys to know that you can still stay on. You'll be muted, but you can still listen to the rest of the show. So you don't have to hang up, but I see I've already had several dropped calls or people that hung up. Anyways, I have one more person. In the queue here, and we are running out of time, so this is going to probably be a shorter reading. Okay, here we go. 631 area code.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne. I just want to see what you see as a love reading for me.
Love reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go back to my Indigo Oracle card deck because I just feel drawn to it.
Okay.
Let me just mix up the cards real quick. I have never been good at shuffling cards for some reason. So, just 1 second. Okay. So I will draw four cards, actually.
Okay.
Okay. First one is letting you know that spirit, some people say angels, but I say spirit because I feel like it encompasses more than just angels. But loving and compassionate spirits and the angels are letting you know that they're with you and they are helping you to find this, to find the person you're looking for. They're helping you. So you're not alone. Archangel Michael came through and he's letting you know that you're not alone. And this doesn't usually happen, but I drew another angel card. More affirming again that you're not alone. Archangel Metatron has also come through for you. And what I intuitively am getting from him is that he will point out different things, like almost like steps that you need to take in order to get what you want out of life, in order to meet that person that you desire. So he'll help pinpoint things for you. And when you'll kind of hear it, when I say hear, I mean more intuitively, you'll get that feeling like, this is what I need to do next. Or it'll kind of like pop up in your mind and just go with it. Next. Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, I had a sneeze.
Oh, bless you. Okay, the third one says love yourself. So, like, I'm sure you've heard it, people say it plenty of times, that before you can love anybody else, you have to really love yourself first, and then you will draw the right person to you. So, love yourself and know that you are lovable and worthy of love. And the fourth card, it's perfect. This is for, I would say this one is for your future. I drew four cards. I felt intuitively guided to do that. But the fourth one says patience. So this is a big one for you and for a lot of people. Just be patient with it, and when you learn the life lessons that you need to learn for yourself and to learn to love yourself more, you will just have a relaxed energy about you, and that person will come your way. Just patient, and trust that you're not alone and that you are being guided.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so let's see. Well, that worked out perfectly, actually, because I believe the show, sorry, I'm a little unorganized today, but I believe the show started at 5:30 and will go until 6. So we have about 8 minutes left. And I feel, since I like to go off my intuition, some people say it's going off on tangents, kind of on these whims, but, you know, I find that with spirit, not everything is just, like, rigid and, you know, like going off a checklist. Sometimes things are fluid and they just kind of come when they come. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but hopefully it does. Makes sense to me. Okay, so I am going to pull 3 cards again. And this is just a general reading for everybody. Okay. So, to whoever this resonates with, this card reading is for you. I'm actually feeling that this has a lot to do with me, too, because I need advice, too. The first card says to apologize. That's past. For me personally, I believe I have done that. And sometimes we even apologize in ways other than actually saying it, like through our actions and trying to be kind. And that fits in perfectly with the middle one for present compassion. Compassion is something for me personally, and I'm sure for many of you, that you work on. And I've been consciously working on this to be consciously aware of how what I say and my behaviors and actions affect others, and to live from a place, heart-centered place of love and compassion and empathy. Forgiveness, too, is very important. And the third card, something that I've been actually seeking, friendship. I do have some friends, some great friends, actually, but they all live pretty far away, most of them out of state. I have one that lives in Minnesota, but she's a very busy woman, so plus that's more of a professional relationship. So I have been seeking some, like, a really good friendship with someone new, and that's the future card, so hopefully that'll come my way. And to any of you, if you're listening to, if this reading resonates with you, then that means it's for you as well, not just for me. So know that you're not alone. Or if you feel lonesome, that you will find, that person will come along, you know, and you will form a friendship with that person. It could be even with more than one person, which is great. It never hurts to have more than one friend. Okay, so this has worked out really well today. I'm happy that I had callers and time to talk. And I have one more caller, and I will only be able to do your reading for about 3 minutes before the show cuts us off. All right, so I'm going to take your call now, 347 area code.
Hi.
Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, I only have a few minutes for your reading. So I am just going to pull one card. And what's your name again?
My name is Tanika.
Tinka?
Tanika.
Did I say that right? Oh.
Tanika.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So, and what is your question?
I'd like to hear about love life for me, what you see if this year. My birthday just passed on Saturday, so I wonder if you see me finally getting a partner and having children and getting married this year or anything like that.
Well, I could just focus on one question. So I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting. Okay, so the card I pulled was for your solar plexus chakra, and that is the energy center that resides in your abdomen. Like from your navel to kind of like the top of your rib cage. And, before you, this happens a lot with many people. Before you meet that person, you have to get centered in yourself. You have to, find that, power within you, that, positive, power within your soul that says that, you know, kind of like, I got this, you know, I have what I need, I'm centered, I'm in control, that sort of thing, but from a positive place. And then once you align that chakra, everything will fall into place, and you will start to meet people, and you'll meet several people before you find the right one. But just enjoy yourself, and don't be too anxious for it to happen, like the marriage and everything, because just something about the more you want, then the more likely it is that you won't get what you want. And I don't know why the universe kind of works that way, but it seems to be when we let go the most that things happen, what we want to happen finally happens when we let go. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, it resonates. I've been told that before, so...
Yeah.
Just, I've been waiting for a long time.
Well, I understand, and I know that it's hard sometimes, but hang in there and don't give up. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for calling, and you take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the show is going to cut off any minute now, and I just want to leave you with some words. Hang in there, words of encouragement, hang in there, and know that Spirit's with you, and you will find that special someone when you're meant to find them. It could take a few days, it could take a few months, just, it could even take a few years, you know. But enjoy the ride. If you meet different people, just enjoy them. And you'll learn what you need to learn. And then by the time you meet that special someone, the right person, it'll be the right timing for you. It's all in divine timing, not our timing. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Let's see. I was looking at the time for being on air. But since I don't have any more callers and pretty much talked about everything, you know, funny, I feel that spirit took me in a different direction today. Rather than talking about Wicca and spirituality, I just ended up doing readings for the whole time, for the whole show, and that's fine. You know, like I said, I'm very intuitive, so if things change, then they change, and that's okay. I trust that you all got what you needed out of the show. It may not be what you want to hear, but you heard the right message. All right, well, thank you so much for calling in, everybody. Thank you so much to those of you who are just listening. And I will be on again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. And it's possible that the show could be canceled if I'm unable to find a private space to do the radio show. But I will do my very best and let you all know. All right, thank you. Take care and God bless. Bye.